I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. What were they thinking, Alaska Zoo official, how he justifies killing a perfectly healthy giraffe and feeding it to lions while kids look on? His take and reaction from Jack Hanna. Also, the ridiculous. Let's get started. Tonight, a story of 360 follow and a story that has sparked outrage, even death threats. You've probably heard a zoo in Denmark killed a perfectly healthy young giraffe named Maria simply because his genes weren't good for their own breeding program. So instead of just preventing Marius from breeding or giving him away to another zoo, they shot him. Then, in the name of public education, they did an autopsy in front of an audience full of children. After that, they cut up his body again in front of children. Those little boys and little girls then saw Marius being fed to the zoo's big cats. We want to warn you, it's pretty graphic. The zoo says it's good for children to see the unvarnished reality of wild animals, but another reality is that the zoo had not one, but multiple offers from other zoos to actually adopt the giraffe. It didn't need to be killed. It turned them all down. We've also learned that Marius is not an exception. Other animals are killed at the zoo to prevent overbreeding. Bengt Holst is the scientific director of the Copenhagen Zoo. He's taking much of the heat. He joins us tonight. Mr. Holst, I've seen reports that other zoos, private philanthropists even, were willing to step in and make sure that this giraffe wasn't killed. Why not do that? Why kill the giraffe?
Because, well, first of all, because it was a surplus to the population. And it's right that we got two offers from other zoos, but they were not real offers because one of these zoos was already part of the breeding program. So they had been considered already when we did the basic analysis of the program to see where this male would fit in genetically. And the other one was outside the program and didn't work according to the same values as we do, I mean, by not selling animals to anybody. We exchange animals for free, and we don't want to sell, or no, we don't want to send our animal to places where we don't know what happens to it after we have delivered it.
What's worse that could happen to an animal, though, than being killed? I mean, you say you don't want to send it to a place where you don't know what's going to happen to it, but you know what's going to happen to it at your place.
Yeah, well, of course, but the most important thing for us is that an animal has to have a good life as long as it lives, be it a short life or a long life, but it has to be a good life. I mean, if you send it to a place where you cannot take responsibility for it anymore, you risk it going to what we would call a substandard place, and then it will live there for 15, 20 years on substandard conditions, and that would be suffering for 20 years, and that's not a way to work with animals.
But doesn't the life of the animal itself have some value, rather than just it being part of your breeding program?
Yes, it does. But it has a value, and that's why we say that it has to have value as long as it lives. So it has to have a good life as long as it lives.
But you're saying it has value as long as it lives, and you're the one killing it.
Yeah, but we human beings are the ones controlling animals' lives all the time, and we do it for our domestic animals. We do it for the animals in the parks, in the forest, on the open land. We do it everywhere.
I saw an article a few years ago. You were quoted saying your zoo euthanizes 20 to 30 healthy exotic animals a year. Is that still the case?
Yes, around this. This is an average over 10 years because this goes up and down every year. And that's everything from llamas, goats, and not only exotic animals. But if you have a breeding program, if you want to breed and have a healthy population, you have to renew the population currently. And you can only do that by breeding.
The other issue, of course, is the autopsy in front of children. And I know you said it's an educational experience and it was good for them to see what the real world is. Some of those kids look pretty young. Do you still feel that way after the backlash that you've gotten about this?
Yes, because I saw the autopsy. I saw the reaction of the kids and the parents, and it was really fascinating to see how fascinated they became by seeing this. And we've done it before, not with a giraffe, but with a bear, with the wolves, and with the snake, etc. And I think it's very important that people see the wonders of animals, not only when they're alive, but also when they're dead. And I think we need some discussions also about life and death, and that we can show to our public. And there may be cultural differences between the United States and Europe and Denmark, but in our country, it's not that unusual.
Mr. Holst, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're welcome.